Welcome to Not That Girl Anymore, part of the Liminal Network. I'm your host, Dawn Bouillon. This is more than a podcast. It's a sisterhood. We're reclaiming our voices, our worth, and our lives, one story, one truth, one brave step at a time. Hey, friends. Welcome back to Not That Girl Anymore. I'm your host, Dawn Bouillon, trauma therapist and coach, and the founder here of Embrace Your Brave. And last week, I had an amazing conversation with Melissa Bowen about authenticity, about becoming ourselves and healing, and what it means to live from a place of truth instead of performance. And if you guys didn't get to hear that, I really encourage you to go back and listen. And, you know, after we finished that recording, I just kept thinking about something. Authenticity sounds beautiful, and it is. It sounds freeing. It sounds empowering. But for many people, authenticity actually feels terrifying because authenticity almost always asks something from us. It asks us to stop pretending, to stop shape-shifting, to stop abandoning ourselves in order to stay connected and accepted and needed and chosen and safe or loved. And eventually, authenticity brings us face to face with boundaries. And honestly, I think this is one of the hardest things women ever learn, and one of the most important things for women to ever learn. It's the game changer. Because many women were taught how to be loved through self-abandonment. We learned, be nice, be good, be agreeable. Don't disappoint people. Don't upset people. Don't be too emotional. Don't be too much. Don't need too much. Keep the peace. Make everybody comfortable. And somewhere along the way, women lost themselves. And not because we're weak, but because we adapt to survive. I say this all the time in therapy. For many women, being authentic was not rewarded. Adapting to the situation was. And I think that lands really deeply for people because so many women learned very early on that being fully themselves cost them connection. Maybe you grew up in a home where expressing emotions wasn't safe. Or maybe love felt conditional. Maybe you had a narcissistic parent or partner, or family system. Or maybe you grew up in high control religion where questioning things felt dangerous. Or maybe you learned that your role was to serve everyone else while disappearing yourself. And so your nervous system adapted and you learned, okay, how do I stay safe here? How do I avoid rejection? How do I avoid conflict? How do I keep people happy? How do I stay loved? And honestly, many women became incredible at this. I mean, some women became so good at reading the room, anticipating everyone's needs, managing everyone's emotions, over-functioning, caretaking, preventing all conflict, that they completely disconnected from themselves in the process. And the heartbreaking part of that is the world often praises women for this. We praise women for overgiving. We praise women for sacrificing themselves, for tolerating mistreatment, for never resting, for being everything to everyone, for staying quiet, for enduring whatever it is, for carrying impossible emotional loads without collapsing. And sometimes what gets labeled as being a good woman is actually chronic self-abandonment. And that's why authenticity can feel so emotionally disruptive. Because authenticity actually asks, what do you feel? What do you need? What do you want? What hurts you? What matters to you? And for women who spent their lives organized around other people, those questions can feel almost disorienting. Sometimes women sit on my couch and genuinely don't know. They don't know the answer to any of those questions. And not because they're broken, but because they were trained out of themselves. And boundaries are deeply connected to this because boundaries are what protect authenticity. Without boundaries, authenticity collapses. Because every time we silence ourselves to keep the peace, every time we say yes when we mean to say no, every time we overextend, overgive, overexplain, or betray ourselves for connection, we move further away from who we really are. And I think people misunderstand boundaries all the time. Because boundaries are not cruelty. They're not punishment. They're not walls. They're not rejection. Boundaries are just honesty. They're clarity. They're self-respect. They communicate, this hurts me. This is no longer working for me. This is no longer okay for me. I need rest. I need space. I deserve respect too. I can't carry this anymore. I matter too. And honestly, for many women, that feels radical because so many women were taught they exist to absorb pain, not interrupt it. And here's another thing I really want people to understand. Boundaries don't always feel empowering at first. Sometimes boundaries feel terrifying. Sometimes your body shakes after setting a boundary. And sometimes you feel guilty for days. And sometimes you panic after you disappoint someone. And sometimes you just want to take it back immediately. And it's not because the boundary was wrong, but it's because your nervous system learned that safety came from keeping other people comfortable. And that's trauma. And that's conditioning. And that's survival. And this is where I think understanding the nervous system matters so much, especially for women who learned fawning. Fawning is a trauma response where we survive through pleasing people, through appeasing, through accommodating, through overfunctioning, through caretaking and shape shifting. It's basically if I keep everyone happy, then maybe I'll stay safe. And many women don't even realize they're doing it because it became their personality. But underneath, it's often just fear. It's fear of rejection. It's fear of conflict, fear of abandonment, fear of being misunderstood, fear of being bad, fear of losing love. And honestly, Boundaries expose relationships. Because healthy people may not always love your boundaries, but they can respect them. Manipulative people often punish your boundaries. And that matters because some relationships only function when one person has no needs. Some relationships are built around your silence or your compliance or you overfunctioning or your emotional labor and your inability to say no. And when women begin healing, relationships oftentimes shift. And sometimes friendships change. And sometimes marriages change. And sometimes family dynamics change. And religious communities change because authenticity disrupts systems that benefited from your self-abandonment. And grieving that is real. I think sometimes women judge themselves for grieving relationships after they start healing. But of course, there's grief. You're grieving the relationship, you're grieving the hope, the fantasy, the version of yourself who works so hard to be loved, the years spent abandoning yourself just to stay connected. And that grief deserves compassion. And I also want to say this because I think it's important. Authenticity doesn't mean becoming hard. Healing isn't becoming cold. Boundaries are not about becoming selfish or uncaring. Actually, healthy boundaries often make love safer, clearer, cleaner, more honest, more sustainable. Authenticity is not aggression, it's congruence. It's when your inner world and outer world begin matching again. When you stop performing versions of yourself just to survive. And honestly, I think so many women are exhausted from performing. Performing fine, or performing strength, or performing happiness, or perfection, or okayness, while secretly drowning underneath it all. And eventually, the body starts speaking through anxiety. Remember, anxiety is just an alarm in your body that's trying to alert you to something that needs care and attention. It's a wounded part of you that's saying, "Hey, what about me? Do you care about me?" And the body starts speaking through anxiety and burnout and resentment. When we keep saying yes, when we mean to say no, we're gonna have resentment in our body. Our body's gonna say no. Have you ever experienced your body saying no? That's one of those things that happens often with intimacy. You know, it's like you want to be close to someone, but your body's saying, this is not safe. And your body says no and will not function. Numbness, panic, depression, exhaustion. Because your body was never designed to carry the weight of chronic self-betrayal. And yet, we've normalized that, especially for women. So, healing is about the reconnection It's reconnecting to our voice, to our body, to our feelings, to our truth, to our needs, our limits, our humanity. And I think many women are grieving the little girl who never felt like she was allowed to fully exist. The little girl who learned, don't be difficult, don't cry too much, don't take up too much space, don't need too much, don't disappoint people. Maybe nobody ever taught her, you are allowed to belong to yourself. You are allowed to belong to yourself. And that line gets me every time because I think so many women have spent their lives belonging to everyone except for themselves. And authenticity is that slow process of coming home to your body, coming home to your truth, coming home to your voice, coming home to your humanity, coming home to yourself. And yes, many people may misunderstand your boundaries. And some people may become uncomfortable. And some people might even call you selfish simply because you stopped over-functioning for them. But there is incredible peace on the other side of authenticity. There is freedom in no longer betraying yourself. There is healing in finally telling the truth. And there is relief in realizing you don't have to earn love through exhaustion anymore. And there is something profoundly beautiful about being loved for who you actually are instead of who you had to become to survive. So, if authenticity feels scary to you, I hope you hear this. There was probably a time in your life when it genuinely was unsafe to fully be yourself. And your nervous system adapted for a reason. And your people pleasing makes sense. And your guilt makes sense. And your fear makes sense. And your anxiety makes sense. But healing is slowly teaching your body, I don't have to abandon myself to be loved anymore. And that takes time. And that takes gentleness and practice and patience and support and compassion and a whole lot of courage. And so maybe today we ask ourselves, where am I abandoning myself? What truth am I afraid to say? What boundary do I keep avoiding? What version of me am I exhausted from performing? And what would it feel like to finally belong to myself? And these are questions worth asking because you matter. You matter. And listen, I know when we first start practicing some of these things, You might feel like you're doing something wrong by mattering, but that is simply because of our conditioning. Choosing you feels wrong in this society, but it is the pathway to healing, and it is the pathway to belonging to yourself. So I am inviting you into that journey because you matter, and reclaiming you is what I want for you. And I do have an ongoing group right now called Reclaiming You, and that's what it's all about. And it's a beautiful group of women that are coming together and sharing their stories. And we get to help each other matter. And we get to care for and comfort each other's pain. And we get to empower each other to take your life back, to reclaim you, to reclaim your voice, to reconnect to your body, to reconnect to your heart, to your gut, to you. And it is a beautiful thing. And if you're ready for something like that, and even if you think you're not ready, just come. Just come. This is such a powerful group, and the power in group is in the group. It's in you. It's in y'all showing up authentically and honestly and saying, this hurts. And this is what happened to me. And all of us getting to care. So it's a powerful group, and it is my heart to help as many women as possible to heal, to thrive, to dream, and to not go through any of this alone. So that's an ongoing group. Right now, it meets in person in Lafayette, and I do have an online option for anyone that wants that option, because I want women across the world to experience this because you matter. So thank you so much for being here today. And if this episode resonated with you, share it with someone else who might need it. I know there's so many women quietly disappearing inside their lives, and I want women to know that they matter and they are allowed to come back home to themselves. So remember, you matter, your feelings matter, your voice matters, your needs matter, your story matters, and you're not that girl anymore.
Hey, friend, just a quick note. I am a licensed therapist, but this podcast isn't therapy. It's not meant to diagnose or treat anything. It's here to offer you support, encouragement, and real conversation. If you're struggling, please reach out to a trusted professional. You are not alone, and you are so worthy of healing.
Even if your voice shakes, keep using it. Your healing matters. If you're ready to go deeper, you can book a session by clicking the link in the show notes or visiting our website, embraceyourbrave.org, to learn more about our therapy and trauma-informed coaching options. Let's explore how we can walk this journey together. You are not alone. Embrace your brave, sis. You're not that girl anymore.